Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Hello and good morning. Oh, happy day. We made it. Here we are, Thursday. Thursday, I think I've said this before, is underrated. Thursday's good. I love Thursday. You're closer to the weekend, right? We can make it now. It's going to be easy riding from here on out. Okay. Y'all, you know I'm listening to this Bible in a Year podcast by Father Schmitz. I think his name is Schmitz, whatever. So today, we've been in Exodus for a couple of days now. I love Genesis and I love Exodus. I love these two books. It makes me want to watch the Ten Commandments again. But y'all, you ever... I did not know this. Well... First, it's only been in recent years that I found out that Moses killed someone in the Bible. Wow, that was shocking to me. Number two, I did not know this about the plague of the frogs. First of all, I don't trust anybody who likes frogs. Gross. And I am justified because it's in the Bible. The plagues of the frogs. No, thank you. God sent them as here's a bunch of frogs in your beds, in your ovens, in your pots, everywhere. No, in your toilet. No, no, thank you. But here's the thing I didn't know. When Moses went to the Pharaoh and said, I leave to you to set the time and day when you would like me to rid you of these frogs. And, frogs are everywhere now. You would think he would say now. Nope. Pharaoh says tomorrow. What the hell? I mean, that's very telling, isn't it? I mean, it reminded me immediately of the old stories or sayings or whatever of, you get familiar with the shit around you. You get familiar with sitting in crap and stink all day. It becomes familiar and that's all you know. So that when their opportunity comes along and you need to work to get out of it and to better yourself, you don't want to do it because you've become accustomed to what's around you. This is, that says a lot, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to get all a little preachy on you there, but, gosh, what else were we going to talk about? Well, I had a friend of mine that we used to have coffee quite a bit and talk about the scripture and God and spiritual things and religion and all that. And she would always tell me, well, don't take my word for it. Go read it for yourself. And so that's what I have been doing. So again, I heard it from Father Schmidt on the podcast, but as soon as I pulled up to work in my parking lot, I had to bring out the Bible and look it up. And sure enough, Pharaoh says tomorrow. All right. Let's see. All right. We're going to move on to some things. Oh my gosh. Hold on a minute. All right. Sorry. I had to clear my throat. I don't know what's wrong with me. We are going to go. Oh, first I am working on 3.5 hours of sleep. No. Four. Yeah, 3.5 hours of sleep. Maybe four. But I just could not get to sleep last night. I don't know why. Every once in a while, that'll happen to me. And I just lay there in bed, wide awake. I can't get comfortable. I am wide awake. Not worried about anything. My husband always asks, are you worried about anything? No, my body is just wide awake. I can't sleep. I'm not thinking about anything. I just don't feel tired. So I would sit up in bed and scroll some more. And then I'd put my phone down and lay back down. I did like three times. I couldn't, but finally at about 11:45, I guess I fell asleep. Okay. And then got up at 3:30. All right. Sorry. I know y'all didn't come over here to listen to all that crap. We are going to move on to the stories that I have put out on my X-File. North Carolina and West Virginia transgender care policies are discriminatory. Court rules. Yeah, this is from ProPublica.org. This is infuriating to me. And it should be to you too. So, I was thinking about this morning, how I have been talking about a lot of transgender issues lately here on the podcast. And I feel I don't want to, well, I feel like I should apologize to you, but then again, I feel like I shouldn't apologize to you for only talking about these issues, because nobody else is really talking about them. Not really. Not on a regular, continuous basis. You can go over to Kelly J. Keene's YouTube channel. She puts something out there every day. But as far as like mainstream media, no, you're not hearing it anymore. So what is happening when you're not hearing it anymore? It's happening. That means things are happening and things are moving along and going forward without us knowing about it, because the media will not cover it. So, transgender care coverage policies in North Carolina and West Virginia are discriminatory, court rules. The state violated federal law by banning coverage of certain treatments for transgender people, but allowing it for others, according to a decision that could influence courts around the country. After a federal appeals court ruled this week that transgender people are legally entitled to the same access to medical necessary health care as everyone else, the immediate reaction of the states of North Carolina and West Virginia was to vow to appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm trying to find, here we go. The immediate reaction of Han Henson, that's H-A-N-N is his first name, Henson, which is really a girl, but we're going to go with Han, that's the first name. In fact, I'll call her Henson. That is her last name. She is an employee of a North Carolina school district who spent years struggling to access gender-affirming care, was to break into tears. So this is a woman who wants to be a man for some reason, because she's got some issues, probably. The immediate reaction of Henson, an employee of North Carolina School District who'd spent years struggling to access gender-affirming care, was to break into tears. Last year, ProPublica wrote about her tumultuous journey seeking medical support in her gender transition while living in a state with a long history of discrimination against transgender people. Now, I'm going to stop there on this video. I mean, on this article, it does go on. I hope that you go read it. But I'm going to click on this link that they provided where it says ProPublica wrote about her tumultuous journey seeking medical support in her transition. And this is the part. It sounds to me like this person who has a full beard, receding hairline, it's, you know, no, not good. This person is nothing but an activist. Let's read a little bit about here. Where is there to go? She needs gender-affirming surgery, but her state is fighting to deny coverage. A North Carolina policy that denies state employees coverage for gender-affirming care has been on hold pending appeal. For one transgender worker still awaiting surgery, the anxiety is like somebody has got their hands around my neck. Yeah, okay, whatever. I guess she wants to get her forearm skin tore off, rolled up and made into a tube for a fake penis. It's not going to happen. You are never going to have a damn penis, okay? You are a chick. You are a woman. In the spring of 2022, Henson accepted a job as a communications specialist for a North Carolina school district. Not long after her insurance kicked in, she pored over the 100-page booklet outlining the state health plan for district employees. When she came to the list of services that aren't covered, she paused at a tiny footnote. North Carolina's plan did currently pay for gender-affirming care, but only because of a temporary federal court order. Well, then you better hurry up, sister. Henson's heart rate rose as she considered her options. Since she was a child, she'd been burdened by a sense of deep distress about the mismatch between the gender she was assigned at birth and the gender she knew herself to be. Now, keep in mind, they're all using the opposite pronouns here, because they apparently, the writer of this article thinks this person is a man as well. She's not. She is a woman. Henson had grown accustomed to state leaders of insurance plans playing political tug-of-war with her rights. In 2016, early in her transition, a Republican governor signed into the law country's first statewide ban on transgender people using the bathroom aligned with their gender, forcing Henson to worry about violence from stranger when entering public restrooms. Why? Why do you worry about that? Let me ask you something. You are a woman pretending to be a man, so you want to use the men's restrooms, but you're afraid of violence in there. Why is that? Why is that? Because male violence is probably, you know, predominantly over women women being violent? So, what about women wanting their own spaces because of this exact reason? Because we don't want women and we don't want men in our spaces. Okay? Okay, I'm not going to finish reading that. I think it's ridiculous. And this stuff is happening, y'all. Now, granted, half a dozen states, maybe dozen states that are finally, hopefully getting on board and banning this shit, which I think is ridiculous that we even have to write bills and laws for common sense. There is women and there are men. They should be separate because they're different. That's it. Period. End of story. Where has all of our common sense gone? I don't know. But, you know, we're sitting here being quiet about it. Nobody's knowing what's going on because the news isn't talking about it. I think the news has finally accepted it, and they love to talk about it when it happens. You know, they always call them, you know, if it's a guy trying to transition to a woman, then the news is all about affirming it and calling him a her, and it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I don't know what to do about it except vote, but, you know, I don't know. Is that going to do any good? What else can you do? I guess what we can do is to talk about it and talk about the ridiculousness of it and how it's not right. It's wrong. And these people need help. These people need help. And, you know, we're going to go ahead and push this forward. Transition, transgender is wonderful, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, they're going to focus on the children next, which if they've already been doing, it's not going to stop. And unless more of us speak out about it. So that's what I'm here for, to speak out about it. All right, question of the day. What was your favorite fairy tale when you were a child? Of course, I'm a girl. I liked Cinderella, of course. That's the first thing that came to mind. What was your favorite fairy tale when you were a child? That is the question of the day. Sleeping Beauty was okay. Snow White was okay. I think fascinated with Snow White because of the dwarves, the seven dwarves. But, you know, Cinderella, I mean, come on. Cinderella. All right, gotta go. Thanks for listening. Appreciate y'all putting up with my rants and carrying on and stuff. So, thank you. Have a great day.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!